This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Lisa Schneider is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She enjoys sifting through family memories of pies, and even more pies.
In early summer, with the cherries ready for picking and other fruits close on their heels, my thoughts turned to pies, my mother's pies in particular. Mom was not an accomplished cook. Handicapped in her earlier years by limited resources and later by a family of finicky palates, she tended to stick to the basics: tuna noodle casserole, mashed potatoes, hamburger steak. Cakes were made for birthdays, always from a boxed mix. Bread was sliced white store brand, but her repertoire of pies was extensive. You could chart the progress of the seasons with her pies, first rhubarb, followed closely by cherry, gooseberry, blackberry, peach, apple, and finally pumpkin. For variety, lemon meringue and my favorite, coconut cream. Possibly this was my favorite because it was one that required no labor on my part, no picking of fruit, no topping and tailing, stoning or peeling. Mind you, this large selection was necessary because pie was not a Sunday best dessert. No, it was daily bread. We had pie for dessert almost every day. Oh, the occasional bread pudding or Philadelphia cheesecake might get thrown into the rotation, but in the normal way of things, it was pie for dessert. And not just a little piece, either. My mom felt that the proper way to cut a pie was in 6 pieces, or if menfolk were present, quite possibly less. My husband recalls his astonishment the first time he had dinner at my parents' house and was asked if he would like a piece of pie. After a hearty meal consisting largely of red meat and potatoes, he was presented with what appeared to be a fourth of a pie, topped with several scoops of ice cream. Myself, I always preferred the crust. Mom's crusts were light and flaky, thanks to nothing more than Crisco, gold medal flour, and her own 2 hands. I was in my late 20s before I encountered a pastry blender, and I was completely baffled. What could it be for? Marble slabs, special rolling pins, Mom needed none of these. She would mix up and roll out a perfect crust with the lightning speed born of long practice. Sometimes, oh happy day, she would put a top crust on the pie, sprinkling it with sugar and cutting slits in it for the juices to bubble through enticingly. More often, she cut thin strips of the extra pastry, giving them a slight decorative twist and forming a loose lattice weave on top of the pie. If the pie were apple, these strips might be dusted with cinnamon sugar and were an almost irresistible temptation to little fingers as the pie sat cooling. As a direct descendant of the pie queen, you wouldn't be surprised to learn that I too am known as a pretty proficient pie maker. I can only surmise that it is a gift absorbed by osmosis or encoded in my DNA, since my mom never actually taught me to make a pie. She was definitely more of a doer than a teacher. And perhaps it's just as well. Like so many children, I wasn't terribly interested in what she had to teach me at the time. I needed to learn it for myself. In recent years, I've learned that my body doesn't like sugar or flour, so pies of any kind are just a memory to me. But what a glorious memory.
Although Lisa Schneider no longer bakes pies for her own eating delight, she continues to find pleasure in serving large portions to husband Kevin and son Carl. They're pleased also.
Shoot white pie, an apple pan, Dottie makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy.
If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.
Dottie makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoot fly pie, an apple pan, Dottie, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoo-shoo fly pie, an apple pan, Dottie makes your eyes.